Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. True love means choosing to love. Recently, I was pleasantly surprised to find a Valentine's Day card that captured what true love is all about. It read, "Loving someone in spite of their flaws is stronger than loving someone because of their strengths." What a great card. It expresses why I'm so grateful for my wife. She knows all my flaws and chooses to love me anyway. Choosing to love is what the Apostle Paul wrote about in 1 Corinthians 13. He said, "Love is patient. Love is kind. It's not proud or rude or easily angered. Love chooses to trust and hope and never gives up." So what if this Valentine's Day I choose to overlook the flaws of a family member or a friend? What if I say thank you to the people who choose to love me in spite of my flaws? That's what true love is all about. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, the senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Record-breaking warmth continues for the week ahead. Patchy fog in spots this morning. Otherwise, partial sunshine today. A very warm day with a high in the low 80s. That would break the record. Some spotty showers are possible today and tonight. Mid-60s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, high in the low 80s again. That's record territory. Scattered showers becoming a little bit more numerous, perhaps later on in the day, Wednesday night into Thursday. I think we'll be in the low 80s again on Thursday and Friday with a few showers possible and upper 70s on Saturday. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama, and a great time to remind you to get our weather app on your phone. It has push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's the gigantic steak sale from Star South Steaks. Going down now at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot. If you think Omaha steaks are too expensive, try this. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's right.
20 ribeye steaks for just $30.
Look for the big tent and the big truck at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot on Eastern Bypass.
Plus,
packed into that truck are cases of fillets, New York strips, T-bones, and marinated boneless, skinless chicken breasts. Buy the case, five-star steaks. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's $1.50 for a ribeye steak. Hurry by and get yours today before the truck is gone. 20 ribeyes for $30. Credit, debit, and EBT accepted. You won't pay the Omaha steak prices here. 20 ribeyes for $30 during this huge steak sale. Look for the big meat truck and the big top tent to get 20 ribeyes for just $30. Stock up now before they're gone at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael Road, just off I-85.
No other vehicle quite matches the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, so we compared it to a dolphin. A dolphin's brain-to-body size is second only to humans. The E-Class's brainy driver assistance systems are one of the many reasons why it's one of the most advanced and highly intelligent sedans on the road today. Lastly, a dolphin sleeps with one eye open. The command navigation system keeps an eye out for your route, traffic conditions, and more. There's never been a better time to experience the intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Lease the 2018 E300 Sports Sedan, an NHTSA 5-star overall safety vehicle, for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,863 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through February 28, 2018. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Or 7 o'clock. 10 o'clock? 10:07 is what I was trying to say.
7 o'clock in Hawaii, maybe.
It's 7 o'clock somewhere, I promise. But unfortunately, that doesn't mean we can drink cocktails. We just got some things we got to get to. 272-9228. I'll mention this since Jack Campbell's not in the room. 84 joins us. Anthony McLemore had successful surgery on his left ankle, which means Auburn has almost nobody on their team over 6'5". They're in real trouble.
Did you happen to see that injury?
No, I did. I don't watch injuries if I can avoid it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It was.
They'll probably end up the SEC champions, and they'll probably not even get out of the Sweet 16.
I don't think so. Not without him. I mean, yeah. It's you're asking too much. I mean, you're down to one big man.
Yeah.
I mean, our other big man is 6'3".
And he can't play defense because if he picks up two fouls in the first half, you've got no size on the floor, no rebounding,
right.
no offense. So Auburn's in real trouble. But, you know, they're positioned for the future. They'll do well. Jack Campbell back. I tried to cover the Auburn story while you weren't here.
Well, it doesn't matter.
It was basketball.
I know. I don't care about basketball.
I know how you Alabama people are when it comes to talking about Auburn. You get all bent out of shape. So,
let's say that one more time.
I know how you Alabama people are when it comes to talking about Auburn. You get all bent out of shape. The flu is ravaging America this year. We got some new statistics out from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. It is now officially 18 weeks into flu season, and it is the worst flu season in quite some time. As bad or worse than the swine flu epidemic back in 2009. Remember when they had everybody all freaked out about that?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's pig flu. This year, 60.8 million people contracted the virus. 274,000 people hospitalized. 12,000 died that season. A couple of years later, 2014-2015, there were 710,000 people hospitalized. So almost three times as many hospitalized as the great swine flu epidemic. 56,000 deaths a couple of years ago, only 12,000 a few years before. A lot of this, I've heard, can be attributed to reporting, though. Better reporting. And more people going and getting flu tests. Like, all eight of the people in my house had the flu. But you know how many of them are going to show up on these statistics?
None. Zero.
Yeah, because we didn't go out and buy flu medicine, so they can't. We didn't buy Theraflu. We didn't go out and buy Tylenol or ibuprofen. That's one way they track the flu, is sales of flu medicine. We didn't get Tamiflu. We didn't go to the doctor. You know, we took a thermometer and stuck it in our mouths, and if someone got too hot, we put them in a chilly bath.
Yeah.
And brought it down a little bit. And then we all just kind of suffered for a few days, and then 4 days later it was over. And we were back at work and back at school. Taking classes, I guess we would say. But anyway, so I think a lot of this is probably just due to better testing. Because I've never seen so many people run to get a flu test in my life as I have this year. And maybe I just haven't paid attention in the past, but do you guys remember people at first symptom running to get a flu test? I just remember people saying they got the flu and they stayed home for a few days and were miserable.
I think that came with the production of Tamiflu, because when I was younger, if you got the flu, they just said you've got the flu.
Yeah,
you know,
tough it out.
And when Tamiflu came in, it was, if you've got the flu, you've got to start taking it within 24 hours of your first symptom, and I think that encourages people to rush out and get checked. But I know of doctor's offices that they would tell, if you called and said, I think I've got the flu, they would just say, here, I'm going to write you a prescription. Do not come in.
Because they don't want the flu.
Because we
there?
Don't want to be spreading it.
Huh.
Yeah.
And there were emergency.
There were a lot of told to go to those prime ed places.
Yeah, instead of coming to the regular doctor?
Yes, sir.
And the emergency rooms, I've seen, and I'm pretty sure, I may be wrong about this, but I'm pretty sure in Tallahassee, where my sister works, she's a nurse down there, they had a tent set up outside the emergency room, so if you came to the emergency room with flu-like symptoms, they wouldn't even let you inside the building. They would see you out there and send you on your way.
Hmm.
Because it's pretty
rough. That's a booger.
Yeah.
It's a booger. 59.9 people per 100,000 in the United States hospitalized after 18 weeks of the flu season. That's an all-time high. 2014-2015, which was such the deadly year, 56,000 deaths, 710,000 people hospitalized. The rate that year was just in the high 40s. So we're about, 20% higher rates of hospitalization, and it's showing no signs of slowing down. Usually it's peaking and starting to turn by now and kind of flatten out. It's still on the rise. So flu is still very much an issue out there right now.
Well, thank goodness.
We're on path to be the most lethal and hospitalized flu season on recorded history.
Except
going back to like 1918 with the Spanish flu. That's different.
Yeah. We have dodged it so far.
Your family?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
everybody.
Good.
Now
you
we had,
playing
but we
dirt,
had
though.
We had mono run through our family.
Oh, that's
did
a wretched
really?
One too. God.
Yeah. Oh. Sure did.
Man, I had that in high school and it was hell.
That's one thing. I've never had that. But I.
How do you know what it is?
Because you just run a low grade fever
and
feel like
crap. And your glands right here are swollen.
Lymph nodes swell up.
It hurts
you
if
have
you
a
touch
headache.
Them. And
there ain't a damn thing they can do about it.
You just let it run.
I mean, you
how
have to
it
let
take?
It run. Coleman had it for like 2 weeks.
Ugh. I don't need that.
He missed 2 weeks of work.
Did he get a doctor's excuse?
No, I'm serious. Papa was like, when's that boy going to get better? I'm tired of opening these gates.
Really cool story breaking. Just yesterday, the story broke, but it happened a while ago. You know the presidential football they carry around?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A Chinese security official was tackled by a U.S. Secret Service agent because he was going after the nuclear football.
Wow.
And they tackled him. He didn't get away with it. The guy never lost control of it, but the story I read about it, and I don't even know whether I want to go like into the details of how they secure this thing, but went into the details of how this thing is tied to the wrist of the official who's carrying it and how you basically have to take his arm off if you want to take the football away from him because it's not going anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And it's a really cool story.
So he's not just toting a satchel around.
No, it is tied with like bolt cutter proof wire to his arm. And so if you try to run off with that thing, you better either drag the man or his limb with him. And my guess is when you pull out that blade and start trying to saw his limb off, you're not going to make it. A really fascinating story, though. This happened over in China when the president was over there. It said the military aide carrying the nuclear football entered the Great Hall. Chinese security officials blocked his entry. The president was already in. So the president goes in, the security official walks in right behind him, and they won't let him in. So a U.S. official comes over to the adjoining room and tells General Kelly what's happening. Well, Kelly walks over there and says, keep moving. Don't worry about the security. And they push back past. I love General Kelly.
I do too.
They just push past the Chinese security, basically saying, I know you're not going to shoot us. So there's nothing you're going to do to be able to stop us. We're going in. And they push through there. While he was pushing through there, a Chinese security official grabs General Kelly. Kelly throws the man to the ground. The security agent grabs the guy with the nuclear football and tries to grab his bag, and then they bum rush him. And the Secret Service takes over, and they just kaput the guy. And obviously they made it in. They did their best to keep it out of the press. They were told to keep quiet about it. They didn't want to cause an international scandal. The team came out and said, look, we provided a routine security briefing. They knew the protocol. They knew what to expect. We're not sure why it happened. There was either a breakdown in the communication or it was intentional. One or the other.
Is that where Trump killed all the koi from overfeeding them?
No, that was Japan.
Oh, that was Japan.
I think that wasn't that Japan? That wasn't China, was it?
What?
He didn't kill them. He just...
don't remember the big hullabaloo they made about Trump pouring the whole box of fish food in with the koi?
No, that was Abe. That was Japan. But okay. they were feeding the fish, and you take your little scooper and you throw a few scoops in. It's just some ceremonial thing with deep history and tradition.
And he overfed them.
Well, the Japanese prime minister, after he does three or four scoops, I guess he's bored and he's the prime minister and he's ready to move on. And photo op's over, so he just dumps the rest of his food in the pond. Well, Trump looks over at him, throws two or three scoops in there, and dumps his over. The American press went bananas, and it's just fake news. They forgot to report the first half of the story, which is. Trump was probably briefed on the protocol, I would guess. I mean, they usually have somebody there to brief you on protocol. He was probably briefed on the protocol, but then looks over and sees the prime minister and just says, protocol's changed, boys.
Monkey see, monkey do.
272-9222.
Well, you know, the day Reagan got shot, you don't think, I mean, and I have watched so many reenactments and documentaries and all that. That guy out of nowhere pulls an Uzi.
Yeah.
From under his jacket.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just amazing. I mean...
It's unbelievable how protected the president
is. Black SUV that follows the president, it's loaded with, like...
Everything.
missile launchers, yeah. bazookas.
Everything you
can
imagine.
It's got it all in there.
It's ready for, it's like tools of war. They're ready to go to war.
Yeah.
The drivers have automatic weapons, you know, that they can grab that are right there. It's unbelievable. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. Who is this?
Morning. It's Chris.
Hey, Chris. What's going on,
Chris,
my friend?
Chris, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. I saw you at Publix there, Jack. Leg, I should say. I didn't get to say hi to you. You're leaving while I was walking in.
But. Well, I'm sorry.
Are you feeling better, man?
Yeah, a lot better. Thanks.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really know where to start. There's a lot of interesting stuff. But the one thing, of course, you know, NBC this morning, everybody's going leap with the anti-gun stuff. These children they're using as pawns to go after NRA and stuff like that. And, you know, I guess you can't see past what the liberals do every single time. I mean, it's just the same playbook over and over again. And I just figured that was just kind of just a sad state. Of course, they got 100 of them going up to the Tallahassee to protest today, and so I don't know what's going to go on there. But I just I figured, you know, we can't even have people buried in the ground before we start using it as a political football, going back and forth. That's kind of sad.
Yeah.
But also too on the mono, I had mono in college. That was the worst experience I've ever had in my life. It was terrible.
What?
So there's that. Mono and gun control. How about
yeah,
that?
I was going to say, do you want to work Dolly Parton into this conversation? Or yeah,
we, and that bridge is scary, buddy.
I'm telling you,
you go over the middle. You go over the middle river, buddy. If you draw up,
you do. I don't understand. Are you afraid of heights?
You know, I wasn't afraid of heights until I worked at framing homes in college.
Yeah.
And I fell, and ever since then, it freaks me out. I don't know why, but yeah. So I was
always sort of afraid of heights. Not really afraid of heights. And then in high school, we went to Panama City. And at the end of the week, we went for spring break. At the end of the week, we had a little money left over. And it was like $40 to bungee jump. And this was back when they used to tie you off by the feet. And you'd jump off. And you'd like
I wouldn't do that.
You'd go head first towards the ground. Well, I didn't think much about it. And, you know, everybody, you know, all the buddies, we all were doing it. And so they're getting you tied off. And you're supposed to be 18 or have a parent's permission or whatever. And I think I was 16 with a fake ID at the time is how we did it. I had to have something to buy Skull Straight Long Cut. But anyway, so I think my name was Scott King or something like that while I was bungee jumping. But so I went up there and they tied my feet off. And my feet were kind of, I mean, you're there. You're tied up. You can't really move them too much. And I was sort of losing my balance on that platform a little bit. And you're way up high, and you can see the water on one side of the thing, and you can see, like, all these trees on the other side. I don't know how far you are, 100, 150 feet maybe. And it was in that moment, I think it scarred me forever. It was like the opposite of exposure therapy. From that moment forward, I don't really like heights. And I stood there, and they do the 3-2-1 go, and it was like 3-2-1. And I paused for just a second. The guy's like, seriously, go. We'll push you. I was like, all right.
Well, the thing is, I don't think your natural instinct is to jump face first into anything, especially if it's no water below you.
Yeah. I can't remember if I needed new underwear after that or not, but if not, it was only because I was upside down.
Yeah, we evolved to the point that our primal instinct is do not jump from 150 foot face down over some trees.
Towards concrete.
And rocks.
Yeah. You're right. I mean, and that's probably what did it, but ever since then, I've been really, like, I don't even like getting on ladders much.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all are talking about the recycling plant.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the thing going to be operational?
We'll bring it up, too.
Yeah, I'm bringing it all up. Dolly Parton and recycling plant. What, I mean, I know we're on the hook for 20 mil on that bad boy.
See, there's a connection there. Cans.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Recycle those cans, baby.
I was thinking plastic jugs.
You can do. There's lots of different metaphors that work here. Hey, Chris, we appreciate it. I'll ask the man.
Yeah, y'all be in at the.
I don't know. I'm assuming it will be. I don't know when. I need to tell you this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Started on that.
Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage is giving you good stuff. She has told me that people are really loving this online application because they don't have to talk to somebody face-to-face.
Blink Link?
Yes, the Blink Link. You don't have to talk to people face-to-face. You let them do all the work for you and then call you. And that's what Kim Williams said everybody's dying for. So let me tell you, ALAHomeMortgage.com. You get on there, check out that Blink Link, ALAHomeMortgage.com, ALAHomeMortgage.com. You can Google Alabama Home Mortgage. Check them out on Facebook. Find them. And find the link there. But get on there, fill that thing out. She's a generous sponsor of hour number two of this program every single day. And we encourage you to do business with her, trade with her. She'll save you a bunch of money. I mean, a bunch of money.
That's an old-timey expression.
Trade with her?
Trade with them.
Yeah.
Like my dad would say, yeah, I used to trade with him.
Yeah. And call again.
You can trade with her. You can trade with her. All right, NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, joined by 84. Back in moments.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500, all rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us.
I try, and I try, and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere, except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers' Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers' Weight Loss Clinic.
Welcome back in the News and Views, 26 minutes after 10 o'clock. Boy, do we have a call on hold that you guys are going to want to hear. I mean, a special, delectable, delightful treat. You absolutely will not, for the life of you, believe who is on
line one. And I've got a specific question for him, too, when he comes on.
Well, I'm excited to hear from him. I am very, very excited to hear from him because two reasons. Number one is I hadn't seen him in a while. And he's been gone for a while. I want to get an update. Number two is I still get to hear his voice all the time though, so it doesn't feel like he's very far away. Jeff Blake, the voice of Blue Water Broadcasting.
Hello there. How are you doing,
Jeffrey? Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Jack. The reason I actually called, I want to tell you right up front. I want a Campbell for Mayor shirt. I just wanted to call and reserve one.
Are you in town?
I will be tomorrow.
What size do you want?
Extra large.
All right. For a guy who put as much effort into making News Talk 93.1 FM sound as good as it does, he's going to get himself a T-shirt.
That's nationwide advertising.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
how many
right.
write-in votes do you think Jeff could collect?
He can do absentees from New Mexico one day, Montana the next.
They'll have to be Democrat voters, you know?
That's all right. Where are you?
Right now in Florida, Lake City, Florida.
I know exactly where that is, the corner of 10 and 75.
Yeah, and we just passed over 10. We're on 75 going to Orlando. We picked up a load in Chicago, actually Romeoville. Isn't that a cool name for a town?
That is a cool name.
Romeoville, Illinois, yesterday afternoon in the Chicago area, and we're delivering it here in just a little bit in Orlando. And then we were picking up in Jacksonville, Florida, going to Tuscaloosa, and then we get some time off for a change.
How about that? When I lived in Boca Raton, I could do the whole trip from Boca Raton to Montgomery in one stop. It was like 4.5 hours to Lake City, or like five and a half hours to Lake City on one tank of gas. I would come into Lake City on fumes, get gas, get back on the interstate, and I would come into Montgomery on fumes.
Yep.
But
yep,
I could do it in one stop. And one time I did it in one stop with two children in the car. I had two kids under the age of three in the car, and I made it in one stop.
You can change diapers and drive at the same time?
No, I let them sit in it. I wasn't stopping. I smelled it, too, after about the last probably hour on the way into Montgomery.
That's a great discussion.
Yeah, hey, you know, it's parenting 101 with Baron Coleman.
Yep.
It ain't always pretty, but they're alive.
You've got plenty of experience in that, buddy. You're the biggest parent I know.
Now, Jeff, my question to you. I saw a video of you and your lovely bride on Facebook. I think it was yesterday or day before.
Yep.
I need some information. I need some help with something.
Okay. I'll be glad to try.
You and Cheryl, y'all been married for a while now, right?
39 years.
Okay.
You talking about where he made her unload the car?
I still can't get Lauren to run the jack down on the cattle trailer on the farm. How did you get Cheryl to...
I saw that and wanted the same thing.
How did you get her to put the jack down on your trailer?
Well, here's the deal, buddy. I do 12 hours. She does 12 hours. Whatever.
And you're not allowed to touch the trailer.
12-hour period, you got to do it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to touch the trailer.
I'm supposed to be in the sleeper when she's working. I mean, at least 8 hours of it, I have to be in the sleeper.
Yeah.
While she's driving.
But if you're off, you're off. You're not allowed to. So she has to put it down.
Come on, man. That's the weakest excuse I've ever heard for making you watch.
I'm trying to save you, Jeff. I'm trying to save you. Listen to Uncle Baron. He's got wisdom. He's got years of wisdom.
We can't help it. It's federal law.
That's right.
That's
not allowed to touch the truck.
That's work.
Notice
non-driving.
Notice he wasn't lowering the jack and unplugging it, but he was sure videotaping it.
Yeah.
He has a comment to make about this. Okay, let me let her say this to you. I'm gonna hold the phone while she says this. Here's the good part about the deal, and here's what she said.
Mine is mine and what's mine.
What did she say? What's mine is mine.
She said, what's mine is mine, and what is mine.
Oh. Jeff is married.
I'm very married, y'all.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Hey, no problem. We'll see you guys tomorrow or the next day. Y'all
I'll put a shirt up here with your name on it. And
well, we're enjoying the show, as we always do. Thank goodness for the app, folks. You can listen anywhere, anytime. We are proof of that. We listen to News and Views and Greg Bedell almost every single day, no matter where in the United States we are. Get the app. It's worth it.
Jeff, we sure appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Great to hear y'all's voice.
Yeah.
Y'all be careful out there.
See you soon.
272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. It's great to hear from him.
Yeah, it is. He's a good egg.
I've seen videos of them driving in the snow and the sleet and the ice. I'm glad they're in Orlando, Florida, or Lake City.
And 2 days ago, they were frozen somewhere.
I know.
Said, when they get the ice off the roads, we'll be back on them.
They deserve the warm air, and they deserve a break. So, good people. 31 after. We'll be back. If the sun gets I knew on Emerson Road.
baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Radio isn't just about great entertainment. Radio is about great business, too.
This is your boy, Nate the Great, from CNH Auto Sales in Troy, Alabama. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for the proficient job that they have done in helping me advertise and taking my business to a new level. Call them now today, Blue Water Broadcast.
Radio works. Find out how. Call us at 244-0961. 244-0961. Or BlueWaterBroadcasting.com. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Record-breaking warmth continues for the week ahead. Patchy fog in spots this morning. Otherwise, partial sunshine today. A very warm day with a high in the low 80s. That would break the record. Some spotty showers are possible today and tonight. Mid-60s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, high in the low 80s again. That's record territory. Scattered showers becoming a little bit more numerous perhaps later on in the day, Wednesday night into Thursday. I think we'll be in the low 80s again on Thursday and Friday with a few showers possible and upper 70s on Saturday. This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama and a great time to remind you to get our weather app on your phone. It has push notifications for severe weather alerts, plus interactive radar down to the neighborhood level and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Acoustic version.
Yeah, she's got to be
Jackson Brown.
Baby, cause she's so
just a guitar and a microphone. Man, somebody's on a piano somewhere. I hear a piano in the background. But that's the solo acoustic volume.
I'm a Jackson Brown fan.
You are?
Yeah.
You know, I used to be a Jackson Brown fan, but the Jimmy Buffett Pandora station when I worked at Colonial Bank played entirely too much Jackson Brown, and I got totally sick of it. Like every third song was Jackson Brown. That's enough. That's back before I discovered local radio.
Jackie Blue, that's my favorite song.
Those are Mountain Daredevils.
We played that the other day, Jack.
Yeah, I like that song.
Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in, Randall.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Ronald.
And, let's think, before I get to one I called, I thought acoustic meant guitars. Is that, what does that mean?
I think you're right, technically, but these days it just kind of means no electric guitars. I mean, now they have drums and acoustic sets, and they'll do piano, and like the one of my favorite acoustic songs, 10,000 Maniacs, Because the Night, that was a unplugged concert.
Okay.
And they had a piano and drums and everything else. Of course, so I think it just means you're not plugging in electric guitars.
Unplugged describes it better than true acoustic.
Yeah, it's just unplugged. Something that doesn't need, other than the microphones, electricity to sound different.
Or either if they need electricity, all they got to do is invite Emily Hayes over, and then that'd be all the electricity they need. Hey, I called behind Jeff and them. I wanted to tell them, hey, and make sure I got to meet them, a couple of weeks before they took off, and then come to find out that I got a good buddy who's leaving out Friday, going to go bang gears right behind them, and they was all in the same school together. It's kind of a small world, I guess, after all, but I got the... That's pretty neat. I didn't mean that he was in the same class they was, and I didn't even know it. I met his Mr. Jeff Wise, man. That's a sweet lady, and I wish that right there, folks, is the main reason you don't want to miss no kind of get-togethers with the 93.1 family, because that's something that's a hole in my heart that can't be filled. Now she made me laugh for 30 minutes that we talked, and then she was gone. The next week I met her the week before they left, so. Now I can't even talk to her no more. So, people, y'all come out tomorrow night to celebrate Emily's birthday. I'm telling y'all, you just don't know what you're missing when you get around all these folks. 84 and they're telling, lies about squash and cucumbers. And it's fun. It's fun. And
Hold on. Don't breeze past that.
What in the living world are you talking about, Randall?
Jack, you want to venture into the lie that 84 is telling about squash and cucumbers?
No, I
don't.
Because
I sure am curious.
I think Randall dreamed that one.
I just tell them how good of a conversation piece it is being around y'all, man. You learn so much just in such a little time. I mean, look how much y'all done learned in 4 years just being listening to Jack and Baron. I mean, it ain't even... I mean, I got almost a 2-year college degree in my book. I mean,
Randall, it's worth so much more than that.
I mean, I know.
So much more.
It's crazy, man.
It's a veritable PhD.
I mean,
in fact, that's the next thing we're giving away. We're giving away degrees. You turn in an attendance sheet. We'll give you a test at the end of each year. A couple of years, you'll give away a degree. You get a PhD in news and views.
You gotta know who your house representative is.
No, there'll be a multiple choice question. Which nation provides the bulk of the financing for the globalists until the election of Donald Trump? A. Saudi Arabia. B. Russia. C. United Kingdom. D. France. Mr. Davis. It's A. That's absolutely correct. You are well on your way to a PhD.
Oh, my goodness.
See how easy this is? Goodness. We'll just do a multiple choice test. I'm not grading essays.
I was going to write in Germany.
Germany.
Germany. Man, I can't wait till tomorrow. I can't wait till we get on that daggone riverboat and chit-chat the whole...
They wrecked the riverboat. And then they acted like the river was too strong and they couldn't get back. They said they ran that riverboat for like 17 hours trying to get it back here, and it only went 14 miles. And so they just docked it outside of Mobile. I don't believe that. I heard it was wrecked.
I heard on the way down at my scrub bottom, but see on the way back up, the water was so high that it couldn't get under the bridges. I mean, it's a very...
Why did they send it to Mobile anyway? What's it doing?
They had to go for like a yearly inspection.
Yeah, it was some type of like federal type inspection.
Well, I believe I would get the inspector up here.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot went on. I mean,
you figure how much fuel they burned to get up and down that river.
And the Coast Guard had to come in too. I mean, the Coast Guard had to come get, his wife. I mean, I'm glad she's doing better. I wouldn't even talk about it if she wasn't fine, but she's fine. It looked like they would come up. I mean, that boat ain't like it's the newest thing in the book, I mean, that thing, look, it's got some age on it.
I'm all for, if you're going to paddle people around, I don't want a Titanic on the Alabama River. I mean, we need to make sure it's seaworthy, but... I just don't know about floating it down to Mobile and back every year. For the price that it takes to get it down there, you could probably fly like a couple of factories worth of workers up here to take a good look at it.
Well,
all the equipment.
See, you don't know that they may take those and really dry dock them and do pressure test and have all these
information that you have to
certify it. And
I don't believe all that.
If they dry docked it, yeah, I wouldn't need nothing they could do.
That boat is huge. You can't get that out of there.
Right? If it goes in, it'll come out one way or another.
The Titanic didn't. It's still there.
All right, fellas, I hope to see everybody tomorrow night. Let's go in. Let's ball out. See y'all.
The Titanic didn't go to Mobile to get checked out. Maybe if it would have, it'd still be afloat.
What a coinky dink. 272-9228 is the number. I do have a whole stack of news here. Speaking of Germany.
What do you think of Trump endorsing Mitt Romney for the Senate seat in Utah?
I hope it's the same. Hope it's the same result Luther Strange got. You know, he endorsed Luther Strange and Luther lost. But you know, those people out in Utah are not sane. They're not normal people out there.
Ooh, Carol.
They're not. That's a weird state. I'm telling you, it's a weird state. Utah is like a lost land between common sense and conservative values, and like wicked leftism. They are a weird bunch of people out there. And, I mean, just their politics. I'm not talking about their personal lives. I don't know anyone from Utah. But their politics is a weird branch of Republicanism out there. So a guy like Mitt Romney probably is going to win. Yeah, because they have, like, a lot of real far-left views, but then they got a lot of real far-right views, and it blends, and Mitt Romney's, like, the perfect kind of guy. And they are not afraid to call out somebody they think is a, well, whatever they think of Donald Trump. What's the word I'm looking for? Gallivanting.
They
around.
Didn't give him the big margin.
No, he won it. And even that deep state globalist Evan McMuffin tried to screw up Idaho and Arizona and Utah for him, places that had high levels of Mormons. Now, I'm not equating the weirdness of Utah with Mormons. It had nothing to do with it. The weirdness of Utah is they have a weird blend of conservatism, where they're real on some of the social issues, wacko bird leftists, and some of the fiscal issues, pretty conservative. Or then, like, they'll switch and be vice versa for no reason, just because someone told them to. It's like they follow. That's what I'm looking for. They follow. So if Mitt Romney goes out there and he starts telling them, they'll follow right behind him. He tells them to hate the president, they'll hate the president. And I guess maybe that's why the president's getting behind them. It'd be harder for them to go out hating the president. I don't know. You know, try to cut him off from being another Bob Corker in the Senate. Speaking of, he's talking about running again, even though he said he was retiring.
Trump has had an odd relationship with Mitt Romney, though, as well.
Yeah, you remember that?
You know, stringing him along so long.
About Secretary of State?
Yeah.
I loved it.
And then, I don't know, it's just been kind of weird.
They were having a private meeting, and he just happened to go next door to a steakhouse and tip off the whole press he was going to be there. And then they happen to get this picture of Mitt Romney looking up like, oh, my gosh.
Agent called over
we're
there.
We're busted. Yeah, John Miller. John Miller picked up the phone and said, there's going to be a meeting at the steakhouse between the president-elect and Mitt Romney. It's going to be at the steakhouse next door.
It's going to be huge.
The president will be ordering his steak well done with ketchup. Mitt Romney will be ordering it however.
You sound like Sebastian Gorka.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, I'm the captain on the Harriet Two River boat. Let me tell you what's going
on. What happened?
There we go. Hey, you ask, you get answers here.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Who listens, Jack Campbell?
Everybody.
Everybody. All right, what happened?
All right, every 5 years, because we're in fresh water, the boat has to go down to Mobile to be hauled out so the Coast Guard can inspect the bottom. This year they did do some pressure tests on the hulls. And all kind of, we repaint the hull and all that kind of stuff. It's a requirement. And went down there smooth, doing about 6-7 knots going down. Got there in 6 days. And after they got through, it took them a long time, took a month down there in the yard. And we started back up, and the river started flooding. We made it to Little River, Alabama. And then we said, okay, let's try for a Claiborne lock. Got started. We went 12 hours. It's about midnight. No, that's not right. We left at 6 in the morning. But we went about 18 hours. At about midnight, we were doing 0.2 mile an hour.
Woo,
I said, man.
And we still had 10 miles to go. if you do that math, you know,
that's next Thursday.
Yeah. So we said, we're just burning fuel. So we turned around, went back to the dock we were at, which is, we're about 27 miles up the Alabama River right now. We've been staying here. Yeah, we did. You know, it's 45 miles from the Mobile River. So we did the 45 on the Mobile and 27 up the Alabama, and we still got 220 miles to go. But we've been stuck in Little River, Alabama for about 10 days now.
Now, was there a medical emergency on the boat? There's the rumor going around there was.
There was. It was one of the crew, and we were going downriver. She couldn't keep anything down. She was she couldn't even have water.
Oh gosh!
So we were afraid it may be her appendix because her side was hurting so bad.
Yeah.
But we stopped in Monroeville there's a dock. Right, matter of fact, right on the north side of the Claiborne Lock Dam. We stopped there, called an ambulance. She was taken. It didn't turn out to be that. They said she'd had some surgery. They thought it might have been a surgical hernia.
Oh wow!
So, but she was taken care of. She's fine now. Matter of fact, they've been down there. That's my co-captain and his wife, and they've been down there for the last 4 days. We've took some turns coming back and forth a little bit, and I'm here in Montgomery, about to head back right now to Little River, Alabama.
Now, do you guys travel with the full kitchen crews? You're getting steak dinners and Caesar salads?
No, nothing like that.
Port wine for dessert and all that?
No, because we've been running pretty much at least till midnight every night, sometimes later than that.
Well, when do you expect to be back up here in civilization?
Well, you can look on the NOAA charts online for the Alabama River level at different points, and we're below the Claiborne Lock Dam. And for some reason, the water is just not dropping very much there. It's starting to drop here, but even today on the graph in Montgomery, it's going back up to right at the action stage, which is before a flood at 26 feet. It's going back up to that today, so it's just crazy to me. I don't understand why it's not going down. But I've been in communication with the lock there at Claiborne, and he said my best chance looks like Friday. And we're talking. He's trying to talk with those locks. Those the gates on those dams are controlled in Tuscaloosa remotely.
Are they really?
Yeah.
They used to have a guy that worked there. At the lock, didn't they?
They got a guy that works there.
Oh.
They don't control the gate.
What does he do? Just watch?
Yeah, he watches and he operates the lock.
I know who it used to be. I don't know if it's the same guy. You may know him, 84.
Right.
I'm not going to say his name on air. Please don't. But
okay.
He's a family friend. I know.
Oh, okay.
And he's got the easiest, best job of all time. Federal benefits and the whole nine yard, federal salary. He just sits there all day and watches boats go by.
Well, I've been talking to a guy. His initials are DP.
No, this is PC.
PC.
Yeah. So it's been a few years since he's worked there, but I know he was over there.
Well, they're helping us, and they said they're going to try Friday. I told them to give me, because I could run that first part of the, going back to the lock. We're only 42 miles from the lock.
Okay.
So I told him, I said, give me about 8 hours running time and then close those gates and let me get that final push. But there's just so much water coming through there, it's ridiculous.
Well, my daughter and I went last night over the Dozier Bridge, with the toll road bridge over there.
Right.
And we both commented the water is really high.
Well, there's
it's really high today, or yesterday.
It is. It's high. It's been high. But there's a railroad trestle in Prattville when we're coming back up river.
Yeah.
And they used to be able to swing that thing open, but somebody stole the copper from that trestle, and they said it cost $100,000.
Welcome to Montgomery.
So they said that they can't do anything, and I can only get under there when the water here in Montgomery is 24 feet.
Oh, wow.
And right now we're back up to 26, so it's just been a bit of a headache. But we're bringing that boat back. She's all checked out by the
guy
card.
Who stole that copper probably got $4 or $5 for it. It cost $100,000 worth of damage.
Yeah, I know. That's ridiculous.
All right, friend. Hey, thanks for calling in. I'm glad to hear it. It was a great call. Don't be a stranger.
I want to make sure everybody knows that it's all good. There's no issues with the safety of the boat. Matter of fact, that's why we go down there for the Coast Guard.
And y'all didn't run aground on the way there. That was a rumor, too.
No, we didn't run aground. We had some low readings going down.
Oh, okay.
We had some like 3 feet below the hull readings.
Mm.
But we didn't run aground. And like I said, the Coast Guard went through it. They went through it big time this time.
Good.
That's why it took so long.
Well, good.
They,
have a safe trip back, Captain. We appreciate you calling in.
We'll have it, brother. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate that.
Jack, they're listening on the river outside of Mobile.
That's amazing.
Who listens, 84?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Oh, I can definitely tell you, everybody listens.
Last night,
everybody listens.
84 trying to introduce himself to people by his real name, and everybody was calling him 84 last night. Leave you a little stage fright. A couple of the candidates last night seemed to have a little stage fright, so the songs were corpus. We'll be back. It's 7 till.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hidden away at Wind Creek, Montgomery is a special place known only to a few. A little speakeasy, so to speak. Slip on into Itabina, tucked away on the third floor above the casino. Enjoy a cool libation with a Delta twist. Then savor some gourmet southern cuisine with a taste of Beale Street on the side. It's a dining experience you've only dreamed of. But remember, it's our little secret. Only at Wind Creek, Montgomery.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Mr. Sandman. Repairs are proceeding nicely at our fire-damaged building, so it's time for Mr. Sandman to start our going-home sale. It's a wall-to-wall, get-or-gone moving sale in Montgomery store with fabulous savings in Millbrook as well. All sizes, brands, and models must be sold before we return home. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Best, Restonic, King Coil, and even Pure Talalay Bliss latex mattresses are marked down. Bedroom furniture, headboards, beds are reduced as well as luxury pillows. Odd foundations, nightstands, chests, and dressers must go. Power adjustable bases start at $279 and floor models are drastically reduced. Most of our inventory is factory fresh, but we do still have some fire inventory left. Compare our premium mattresses to the highly advertised brands. If you can figure out why theirs are thousands more than ours, please let me know. Mr. Sandman is a locally owned discounter with the largest selection of mattresses around and great customer service. On Highway 14 in Millbrook, 3 miles from I-65, or on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, inside the bypass down from Faulkner, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Well, hi there.
Hi, I'm Jenny, your new next-door neighbor.
I'm Jody. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and meet my four kids and two dogs.
Wow, your house is beautiful. How in the world do you keep it so neat with all this activity?
I'll tell you my secret. Baby gates. And I use Southern Bell's cleaning service. They are easy to deal with. I love a small company. I've got their card in my purse. See? 546-0715. The kids love their Aunt Callan, and I'm their biggest fan on Facebook.
Southern Bell's Cleaning, a locally owned cleaning service that does cleaning the old-fashioned way. They're on time. They bring all of their own supplies, and they really know clean. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's Cleaning today. Full-service residential, commercial, post-construction cleanup, and vacant properties. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service. Call 546-0715 or on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Jack, my friends over at Four Healthy Pets tell me you were in there recently.
Yesterday.
That's what I hear. I hear you were just in there yesterday. You know, I was in there last week.
Yes, I know.
I got a bag of food. I got my dog groomed. I got a little box of treats. Or bag of treats. And, man, I tell you what. The folks at Four Healthy Pets, there's just nothing like it. I dropped my Molly off 8 a.m. And I picked her up at, I don't know, 2 in the afternoon. She was just a doll. I mean, just a doll. You forget how cute your dog is the day they get groomed until you pick them up the day they get groomed. And it's just, you know, I just wish I could keep her just like that all the time. But I go by there. And, in fact, you know, I'll just tell you, I was paying a lot of money to get my dog groomed. And now I pay about half of what I was paying. Amber's prices are more than reasonable. And she uses the highest quality stuff, the highest quality shampoos. They don't stink. They don't smell bad. They got just a nice scent to them. She just looks perfect. And the other thing, too, is she asks me questions when I drop the dog off exactly what I want. And a lot of people just assume if you drop a certain breed off, they just cut them the way that breed is. Well, I like her face a little shorter than others. I like her legs a little shorter than others of that variety. And she cuts it just like you like. I mean, you pick her up, it is precisely what you asked for. Fantastic. Amber over at Four Healthy Pets does a great job grooming. Teresa painstakingly picks every food and snack item, every toy, everything in that place is hand-selected by Teresa. And she does it based on quality and what she knows the people want. She knows what the dogs want. Go to Four Healthy Pets. You will not regret it. It's up the hill from Faulkner University. If you know where Faulkner is, they got that church next to them, and then there's a dorm or something next to that. Just keep going towards downtown on the same side of the road as Faulkner on Atlanta Highway. And the next thing at the top of that hill is that Healthwise Foods Shopping Center where the old Skate Haven was. That's where Four Healthy Pets is. Go by there. You can check them out